Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and in focus today are words. You know, my whole life is about words. Everything I've done, you know, it's words. I mean, that's what I do. Write words, share words, and words matter. Sometimes, you know, I get an email from someone that misunderstood something I've said. Certainly goes on in your marriage, doesn't it? Goes on in your life. I'd ask the question, thinking about words today, what word or words or phrase have made a difference or has made a difference in your marriage? Something your spouse has said or something you have said that's made a difference. Now, your first thought is, you mean positive or negative? And the answer is yes. I'd love to hear. 888-888-1717. Words matter. Let's get intentional about the words that we speak. You ready? Let's go.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. We're at the phones ready for you at 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. You know, this thing on words is huge. Some of you have been devastated by words that have been spoken. I mean, words have been spoken in your marriage that destroyed a marriage. Maybe misunderstood, maybe not. Same time, they build up. This is a really big deal. When you think about even what the Bible says, that in the beginning was the Word. We're talking about God. We're talking about Christ, referred to as the Word, the power of words. Words matter. And what words have been used or are used in your marriage that have made a difference? 888-888-1717. You know, when I'm out speaking and I get an opportunity to speak to thousands of people every year in conferences, and I always appreciate the nice words that are spoken. Afterward, people say nice things. We all like that. But on those conferences, when Donna's with me, my wife, it's her word, her words that make the biggest difference. You know, if we're starting to leave, heading to the airport or leaving the engagement or whatever, and she says something, whatever she says really matters to me. She says, hey, that was really good tonight, or, you know, you really hit home with that topic. Or she may say, you know, I think you missed it with that. And that's okay. I mean, that's part of, you know, healthy relationship and marriage. But they matter. I think it's like in marriage, words are like on steroids. A word that may be spoken by someone else that has a, you know, a level two or level three impact, when it comes from someone you love, someone that matters, I mean, really close to you in marriage, can be that 9 or 10 impact. Words matter in marriage. So what words have mattered to you? What words have made a difference? You know, the Scripture tells us throughout the New Testament, we hear so much about the words that we speak. I just turned to one reference here in Ephesians chapter 4, where Paul's outlining our life as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, and he says, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And it goes right on saying, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. I think we grieve God when we shoot off our mouths sometimes without really getting our hearts and mind in gear first. Love to have you join us. Words that have made a difference. The power of words. By the way, on Twitter, you're welcome to share your questions as well at Dr. Randy Carlson. And the hashtag is AskDrRandy. If you have a question for me along this line, we'll bring it up here in front of us, and I'd be happy to respond to those as well. So come join us today as we focus on the power of words from Intentional Living.
I was walking behind this couple in the grocery store, and this woman was just ragging on this man the whole time. And I thought, if I were him, I'd just never want to be around her ever. And then I kind of thought, do I ever sound like that? And I just made an intention to listen to the way that I talk to my husband. And sometimes I can hear myself now, and I just tell him, honey, I don't know why I am taking this out on you. I am so sorry. And he always says, you know, it doesn't matter. And I'm telling him, it matters to me.
My thing has been living intentional by living
by my vows that I promise, no matter what the deal is in my relationship, that I'm in it for better or for worse. And that's what I'm doing to be intentional.
Something that my husband and I do that is intentional in our marriage is that we go to bed at the same time, and we pray together, and we read a couple verses of scripture before we go to bed. And that really helps keep us on the same page and invites God into the marriage on a daily basis.
That's a good thing to do. You know, there's four questions I think we need to ask ourselves before we open our mouths. And you're going to say something of consequence to someone that we love. And here's the four questions. What is it that needs to be said? See, when you're ready to speak to a person, you have something that you need to say. When you go with that first gut reaction or the first thing that comes to mind, usually if it's emotionally driven, it'll be the wrong thing. But what needs to be said? What is it that needs to be communicated to your spouse? And the second question is, how should I say it? This is where we get very intentional on how to say it. You know, how should I say this? And really thinking through how to communicate. The third question is, when should I say it? Timing is everything. You know, you can say the right thing at the wrong time, and you pay for it. And then, will my words be understood and received well? Understanding that, you know, before I say it, I can't always be responsible if they'll be fully understood, but I'm going to do my very, very best to communicate. All right, let's get at the calls here. We got Jim on the line in Missouri with a comment on this power of words. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Randy. Hey, in a nutshell, Cynthia and I are coming up on our 48th anniversary.
Good for you.
And if you've ever seen the coffee cup that says, old age ain't for sissies,
yeah.
I think I would also say marriages that last longer than 40 years ain't for sissies.
That's
either.
True.
It takes a lot of work. That's not as humorous as the coffee cup, but people seem to think that having a good marriage is just luck. And it certainly isn't. It takes an enormous amount of work, an enormous amount of work.
And how has the words fit into that?
Say again?
How has the power of words fit into that for you?
The power of words is either soothing and cozy and nurturing, or as vicious as a lightning bolt that kills you on the spot. Hmm. And it can vary from either extreme. It really can.
Can you give an example that maybe others could relate to in your own marriage?
Yes, I certainly can. A word that just bothers me, or a phrase that bothers me, even at 48 years of marriage, is a phrase that begins with the word why. For some reason, and I don't know if it's just us men DNA, we generally, especially if our relationship that particular day is a little bit rocky, or we're mentally disturbed by maybe tension at work, or kids are a little hassle or something, when a wife comes at you, you know, well, why didn't you put the garbage out? You know garbage is every Tuesday morning. Why didn't you put the garbage out? Now, that's a very simple statement, mm-hmm. but with the voice inflection and the facial expression, that can hurt so deeply, it can harm the relationship for mm-hmm. at least 24 hours.
What are you feeling, Jim?
Meaning that the wife has, here's the concern, not the concern, the poor wife had absolutely no intention, none whatsoever, to be hurtful. And so when the husband is hurt and does what husbands can do, depending on A to Z, you know, a husband will either fight, or a husband will go into denial, or a husband will pout and flee and go down to the man cave, it leaves the poor wife upstairs going, well, what happened?
Yeah.
What just happened? I mean, I just asked him why he didn't put the garbage out.
And that can happen in the other direction as well, Jim. It's a very common thing to see that a guy can respond this way, but so can a lady in a marriage. And the key, here's the thing about communication that I have found. When the message that we're trying to communicate is not received or understood as the message that's being communicated, there's always going to be a disconnect. And one of the things that we learn in good communication is clarifying. What did you mean by why didn't you take the garbage out? You know, I want to clarify, are you concerned that I'm not doing it? Are you concerned that I'm not being responsible? Or was that simply a question of, you know, why did you take the garbage out? And I think when we stop and communicate and we talk and we go deeper, there's where you build real intimacy in your marriage. Okay, Jim, I appreciate you. I think you hit a nail on the head. Thank you.
Let me just mention one thing, we'll go.
Okay.
One breakdown, one word that breaks down, a word, forget the word, but when a word is spoken from a husband to a wife or otherwise, and it breaks, it's hurtful and it breaks trust, it will evaporate 6 months of hard, loving relationship building that has occurred between the two of you. Mm-hmm. Just one word. And that trust that's damaged with that one misspoken word, that trust sometimes takes 6 months to a year to rebuild, just depending on the level of, you know, how personal it was, how it was hurtful, whatever. But one simple little word can crush your 6'5", I'm not, but 6'5", 280-pound he-man husband. You don't realize how tender we are because we hide it all the time.
There you go. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear, all right? Talk about the power of words today. What do you think? 888-888-1717.
My name is David, and my one thing is to stop yelling for 30 days.
My name is Amanda. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and my one thing is to pray selflessly for my family and their marriages.
Number one is to make sure I never go to bed without telling my wife I love her. And number two, to wake up each day and ask her what I can do for her that day that will bless her.
My name is Taylor, and my one thing is, for every time I'm tempted to criticize my husband, to pray for him instead.
It makes me feel good to know that she's praying for me.
Wow, somebody's hearing all this today. You know, maybe you're right in the middle of it, and words were even spoken this morning or today or yesterday, and they're still lingering. And like our first caller said, sometimes a word can be spoken and we remember it for a very, very long time. I can remember many, many, many years ago, early in my counseling, I had a couple who came in and talked about their marriage, and they're clearly in trouble and really struggling and had been for some time. And at the end of our session, finally, I said, you know, I'm just wrestling, understanding where the core of this, where's this coming from? And she turned and said, you know, 20 years ago, you said so-and-so, turning to her husband, 20 years ago, you said so-and-so about a member of my family. And I've never forgiven. I've never forgot that. Now, the guy, I mean, he was oblivious. You know, what? You know, I don't remember that. What are you talking about? Well, clearly there's many other layers that go on in a marriage beyond that one moment in time. But that one moment in time can make a difference. And it takes a mature person. Maybe you have been offended, and the Bible tells us not to pick up an offense. In other words, don't pick it up and embrace it and hold it into our lives. It's easy to do. You can't get through a day without someone giving you the look or the word or the comment or ignoring you or whatever. And it's easy to pick up that offense and make it a part of your life. And that's not what God's intention is for us. Okay, let me go on down the trail here. Judy is next in Arizona. Hi there, Judy.
In Tucson. How are you doing, lady?
Good, right in Tucson. Great. How are you?
Got it. I'm doing well.
Talk to me about the power of words, what difference they make.
It's so funny because I grew up in a family where tone of voice was exceptionally important. And a sharp tone of voice would just cause my mother just to shut everything down instantly. And then I married someone whose father is a Southern Baptist preacher and very, very evocative with his tone of voice. And it goes up and down and all around. And I was shell-shocked for the first couple years until I realized they're not yelling at me. They really are not yelling at me.
He was preaching, man.
Oh, preach on, brother, preach on.
All right, so how did you feel when you step into this new culture, this new environment? What were you feeling, threatened, or were you feeling overwhelmed, or what?
Threatened and overwhelmed, because if they're talking like that, then they have to hate each other.
Yeah.
But the words completely didn't mix with that. It didn't mesh. Mm-hmm. So they were completely speaking a different kind of language than what I grew up with. And I find I still today, tone of voice can be a bit of a, you know, button for me, that if my husband doesn't realize his voice is going up and the, you know, I just have to know that I need to step back and say, okay, this is your issue. It's not his. He's being him. Mm-hmm. He was that way when you married him.
And he ain't going to change. Yeah. You know what, though? Here's what you've done, Judy. I want to just take a teachable moment here to use you as an illustration. Instead of picking up the offense I talked about a moment ago and making it personal, you know, like he raises his voice, he's obviously, you know, upset and whatever, and then you become it feels offensive to you, and then you shut down and so on and so on. You've chosen to decide that isn't really the intention. That's really not, you know, what's happening here. He just communicates differently, and I choose to have a different reaction.
Right. I don't have the energy to pick up the offense. I don't.
That's
I've got
right.
other things to do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I've also found that, you know, if things do get, you know, kind of ratcheted up on his end, if I just stop for a sec, look him in his eye, and, you know, say, well, first of all, I'm sorry, something's going on. Do we need to pray about it? And usually he says, no, not right now. I just want to get this done. Because he's a man and he wants to accomplish something. But at least just that's kind of our language of, you know, he knows he can pull back a little bit. And I know that it's not me.
Right.
And, you know, something else is going on and we can accomplish what we need to right now. And then we can really just chill and, you know, figure out what was going on underneath the surface of it.
And what you're doing is you're giving room for each of you to breathe.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. What do Johannesburg, South Africa, Fort Erie, Ontario, Occidental, Philippines, and the Isle of Guernsey all have in common? Well, these are places from around the world where folks have taken the Intentional One Thing Challenge. So what about you a little closer to home in Missouri or Alabama, Michigan, Arizona, and California? Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge today. Just go to theintentionallife.com/one thing. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
With my first cup of coffee.
First thing at the office, before staff meeting.
When do you go to the Intentional Living Facebook page?
I look at it every morning on my elevator ride to the office. Really?
Each morning right after I drop off the kids.
Have you visited the Intentional Life page on Facebook today? Stay intentional with words from Dr. Randy, comment on wall posts, and share about what's going on in your life, too. And be sure to share the encouragement with someone you care about. Go to Facebook.com/intentionalliving and click like.
Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. My friend, here's the scripture. Listen, Proverbs, a lot of wisdom in Proverbs 25:11. It says that a word fitly spoken or aptly spoken is like apples of gold and settings of silver. And sometimes when we do marriage conferences, I'll bring this silver-looking bowl with gold-looking apples, and I pass them around. I have people write on there words that they would like to express to their spouse, and then I read them from the platform. And I've got them over here in my studio just about 50 yards from me over in our video studio, and brought in several of those apples and put them in there from past conferences. Just powerful words of love and respect and care and concern. Words that if we spoke to each other on a regular basis would be transformational in our marriages. Tressa wants to join us on this topic from Michigan. Hey, Tressa, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. Go ahead.
I was thinking, I don't really listen to this program really at all. I'm actually visiting my parents. But when I heard you talk...
So you heard it, but you're there, and it was just on in the house?
Yeah, it was just on in the car.
Oh,
but
okay.
I was just thinking, you know, my husband, is so wonderful. When I was pregnant with my first, I only have one son, but he was so amazing because, you know, it would be easy to pick on me for the hormone stuff and to be dismissive about my feelings. And even when I would say, oh, I just feel like maybe I'm just being crazy. And he would say, you know, it's how you feel. And even if the hormones make it more difficult or a stronger feeling, it's still your feeling. Uh-huh. And he would always be very validating.
Yeah, and how'd that make you feel? How'd you feel when he would validate your feelings?
It made it easier to share, you know, and it made it feel like he understood, even if it was hard to understand for him, you know. And so then things never really boiled over as bad because I knew I could just tell him and he wouldn't just make fun of me like sometimes people do, you know. But that he would say, okay, well, you know, how can we fix this? You know, how can we feel better about, you know, whatever it is that's making you upset? And I thought that was really...
Well, that's a definition of intimacy as well, Teresa. You feel closer to him. It builds intimacy at all levels, emotionally, spiritually, and otherwise. And if he does that when you're pregnant and you have the hormones, he's probably that way as well all times. And I'm sure that builds into your marriage. Well, congratulations.
Right.
You picked the right one, sounds like.
Yeah. Right.
Now, listen, Teresa, how are we going to get you to be listening every day, not just when you're with your parents in the car?
I live in the UP, so they don't have your program up there.
Yeah, but they still have the internet up there.
Yeah.
All right. You come and join us. You can hear us online. All of our programs are streamed. You just heard a spot a minute ago. We're streamed all over the world, and just go to theintentionallife.com, okay?
Okay.
All right. Enjoy your, are you down for the Thanksgiving season? Are you just visiting?
Yep.
Okay. Well, good for you. Well, I'm glad you're listening today, Teresa.
Thank you.
All right. She makes a good point. You know, when you come along and you understand someone going through a tough time and you use words or don't use words by listening, you can either build up or tear down. In fact, what does the Bible say? The Bible says in James chapter 3 that a tiny spark can set a great forest afire, and a tongue is a flame of fire. Oh, boy. Is that true? Okay, Amy, go right ahead from Arizona. Talk about words and what difference they've made in your life and your marriage.
Oh, good afternoon. One of the most important words that I found that I use with my husband is using the word respect when we're having conversations in whether it's a challenging time or a loving time. But on a daily basis, I find something that I can verbally say to him and say, you know, honey, I respect that you carry the insurance for this family through your job. I have the utmost respect of your protection that you provide to our family and the leadership that you provide to our family. And what I find in using that word, not just showing it, but really using the word with him, is I feel that it builds him up. I feel love coming back to me twofold.
Right.
And really just having a powerful relationship and continuing to use words and really be thoughtful about those.
Very good. You know, respect is the big deal for men, and love, we know, for women, we want both, obviously, in our lives. And when we show the respect through the words that we speak, we show love through the words that we speak, it builds that up. How long you guys been married?
We have been married for a little over 3.5 years. We've been together for 7, but we've known each other since third grade. We have a very interesting kind of story of growing up together, going apart. I lost a spouse in 2007 to cancer. And our lives reconnecting in 2008.
Well, good for you. Well, we're glad that you guys are working on using the words and how you communicate to build that marriage for a long term. Thank you, Amy. Appreciate your call. So let me encourage you. Maybe this is the one thing that you'd like to select. And for the next month, you just make a commitment to say, you know, I'm going to just close my mouth. I'm going to listen. I'm not going to prejudge what my wife or husband's trying to say to me, but I'm going to just look into their eyes. I'm going to truly listen to what they're saying. You know what I can promise you? That one decision, if you get nothing else out of this teaching this month, if you were to do that one thing for the next 30 days, to listen carefully to what your spouse is saying, draw them out by asking them to share more without trying to answer or correct them or solve their problem, I can almost guarantee you that at the end of the month, your spouse will say, hey, there's something different. I don't know what it is, but there's something different going on between us. That is a very powerful thing that you can do in your marriage. That is lifted right from a teaching that I did just a few weeks ago on the intentional living process for marriage. And it's the CD that's been going out this month to the financial monthly supporters that help keep the ministry going every month. Our monthly members have been mailed to them, sent to them, and you've probably received yours by now if you're part of the team. And I hope you enjoy it and share it with others. It's about the process of intentional living for marriage. I take you through these four steps again. Last month, we talked about parenting. This month, on marriage. And next month, we focus on finance in the month of December. If you're not a member, finance, December is going to be a really powerful lesson on how to take intentional living and use it to help find freedom in your financial world to be intentional. And I want to say thanks to members who've joined us. You know, we were out in conferences recently, and we had many friends join us. Gretchen from Casa Grande, Arizona, thank you for becoming a part of our monthly support. Robin from Jackson, Michigan, our hometown, thank you for becoming a monthly member of Intentional Living. I want to thank James from Midland, Michigan. I want to thank Kat from Prescott, Arizona. Beautiful Prescott. Glad you're listening there to our station coming out of Phoenix and then the translator in Prescott. Carla, thank you from El Mirage, Arizona. And also I want to thank Jason from Phoenix. Just some of the folks who've joined us. If you're not a member, you know, come and join us. I'll tell you, there's a benefit to you because we want to help equip and inspire you. We do that with our monthly CDs that go out exclusively to our monthly member club team. And it's a great help to keeping this ministry going as a listener-supported ministry. You can join us in support of the ministry today by simply going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. We've got some great programs coming up. The Intentional Act of Adoption, The Power of Adoption. If it's touched your life, you know how powerful it is, how beautiful it is, and what a picture it is of God's love for us. We'll talk about that coming up next time. See you then.